One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 18. Hey everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, here on a Monday night. Just got finished watching King George's speech about three times so I could be ready for responding to what he has put forward as his agenda and his quote-unquote vision, his myopia, for a comprehensive immigration reform program. And according to his press, he put forward five clear objectives. I counted four, and maybe two of them were clear, but that's my point of view. Let's see, and he says two clear objectives of comprehensive immigration reform, and they are securing our borders, creating temporary worker programs, making it easier for employers to verify the eligibility and continuing to hold them accountable for the legal status of the workers they hire, and dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are already here while honoring the great American tradition of the melting pot. Now, George, good old King George stated that he was the governor of Texas and that he governed a state that had 1,200 miles of borders with a foreign country, and that he did it with, several thousand Border Patrol, people, and that they did a great job. But they aren't doing a perfect job. Now, to me, my biggest problem with this is he's only talking about the Mexicans. He's not talking about a program to stop people from coming in from Canada or people from crossing the ocean and arriving in Florida by boat or people coming into anywhere but Mexico. And if history has told us anything about where people come into this country, the Mexican border is a small amount of people. Let's just put it that way. Sometimes I get a little bit stymied by what he has to say, because he says he wants to honor the tradition of the melting pot. But yet he wants everyone to lose their native language. He says they have to use English. He wants to make sure that we can deal with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here already today. Dealing with them is not accepting them into our melting pot. Making it easier for employers to verify employment eligibility and continuing to hold the people accountable for, the companies accountable for the people that they hire. That's yet another problem that he has. And his solution is to create more papers. Create the papers with the biometrics so the people cannot, make sure that the people cannot forge the papers at all. It's not exactly a solution. Now, if you haven't heard the president's speech in its entirety, I spent, like I said, it was an 18-minute speech. I listened to it three times, so that's almost an hour of me listening to it. So I didn't get a chance to rip it down from the real media player file that they have on the White House site. But go to whitehouse.gov. I'm going to send some traffic over to the president's website to make it look like everybody has some inherent interest in his program. But I want you to listen to and watch this dweeb as he gives forward this this information for the camera. Notice, no audience, no reporters, no questioning, no nothing. This is one of the few times that George Bush has even spoken to the nation from, I think you can count on less than two hands in the 6 years that the president has gone before the American people in this format. I read seven. I also read eight. This is like the eighth time, or this is the seventh time that the president came forward from the Oval Office giving a speech. Now, I look behind him. I don't know where this desk is. This desk is kind of weird. It's this big, over-polished desk that has absolutely no papers or anything on it. And it's too big for him too. I mean, they have it in high def width on the whitehouse.gov website. And like I said, go to whitehouse.gov, click on the president's speech on immigration, and it'll give you the full 18 minutes. If you don't have RealPlayer installed, install RealPlayer, but make sure you go through and read all the boxes as you're going through, so you don't have it end up being your default media player for absolutely and positively everything on your computer, or else that could probably cause you some problems when you go to download your next podcast. All right, so. So I don't know about this room, but the American flag is off in one corner up in the, let's see, that would be up in the left-hand corner of your screen, and behind him is the presidential flag, but they're very subtle. And it's, it's not prominent. There's a picture of his, of some family. There's some other stuff in there. But, it's basically a shot of him with his hands folded in front of him, and he's speaking very calmly and very coolly, as if to calm us all down because we're about to create a civil war against some despot. This shot that we have of him is your classic, despot in an office surrounded by his troops so that no one can get in kind of shot. The shot you see in movies, like some Bond film, or a Star Trek episode or something where, the leader is standing behind the curtain. Do not look behind the curtain, for the leader is not who you think he is, kind of shot. Something like out of Equilibrium, where they finally break through and find out that the leader is just a computer-generated program. Who knows? Maybe Bush is. But he has these ideas that he's putting forward as if immigration is the absolute most important thing on every American's mind. We had a march. Yes, we had a march May 1st that a lot of Latino groups got together and said, "Look, we need reformed immigration policy." Where did this come from? Who put this forward to say that this is the most important thing that's going on in American politics today? And this may real seriously backfire, King George, because all of these Latinos are getting together, and they're getting together today. They march, and tomorrow they vote. All right, there's a big initiative for the Latin communities to register. For everyone to get registered up who can register, and for those folks to vote. Now, if you are a citizen of the United States and you do have the ability to register to vote and you're not voting, I'm going to address the next couple of minutes to you. We have people that are running into this country from foreign nations, over our borders from all sides, coming to this country legally, illegally, and whatnot for the opportunity to have a better life in a better place. You were born here. I was born here. We are, American citizens by right of birth. If you are not voting, then you don't count. If there's a reason why you cannot vote, hey, you're off the hook. Too many DUI convictions with a felony. I can understand that. There are some political officials that have that problem. But you need to step back and say, if I'm not voting, who's making these decisions? Well, look on television, my friends, and here was the talking bobblehead himself, elected by less people. I think it was, I think 12% of the population elected this knucklehead in the 2004 election. Because, no one cared. And he took it as a mandate from the people because he got 51% of the vote. All right, over, that evil John Kerry, who just so happened to just not have as good a press corps and marketing group as King George. All right, so if you're not voting, why aren't you? And there's plenty of time between now and the midterm election for you to go down and get registered. Most cities in the United States have the ability to do it on friggin' line. Look it up. All right, I'm tired of everybody whining and complaining about the government when they didn't ele when they don't elect f officials to stop it. I've done my part for the past 20 years. Where the hell have you been? I kept standing up, and I kept getting my feet kicked out from under me because somebody else had more people standing up on their side because they could round up the old people and tell them that if they don't vote for it and use scare tactics, that these Democrats would get in and cut their Medicaid programs. Today being the, actually right now, I think in the next 10 minutes, is the close of the window for these senior citizens that wanted Medicare reform to sign up through the complicated and complex process to get their Medicare prescription program. Otherwise, they will have penalties for the rest of their lives. Not for a week, not for a month, not for a year. For the rest of their lives. Only a corrupt system would create something that would not allow a citizen of the country, you know, to gain a benefit from their government for the rest of their lives just because they forgot to fill out a friggin' piece of paper. One piece of paper. We're talking about a piece of paper that says, I elect to take program A, B, C, D, or fucking Q, all right, so that I can get Medicare for my drug benefit. All right? And we're talking about 15 million Americans who are going to have this issue, okay, if they did not sign up by today. Okay, that's what it was at last count. Hey, guess what? There's only 12 million illegal immigrants in this country, according to King George himself. So guess what? Guess who he's trying to, and by giving this speech today, he's trying to defray any type of discussion away from the Medicare prescription bill and the Medicare prescription benefits plan. He's deflecting everything away while standing up and saying that this issue should not, and I quote, this piece of living crap, who I quote him, we cannot build a unified country by inciting people to anger or playing on anyone's fears or exploiting the use of immigration for political gain. Well, pay attention, King George. This is exactly what you're goddamn doing. You're inciting people to get angry because you're telling them that, oh, basically we're going to secure our border, we're going to build stronger fences, we're going to add the Border Patrol up to 12,000 agents, we're going to also increase the number of Border Patrol agents an additional $6,000 by the end of 6,000 members by the end of 2008, and then by saying that, you're saying, hey, this is a great thing because I'm doubling the size of the Border Patrols during this president's administration. Then he's gonna launch new patrol planes, okay, unmanned aerial vehicle, he calls them. These are drones with motion-sensored infrared cameras and new roads and barriers in rural areas. Excuse me. To stop people from entering the borders of Mexico, from Mexico to the United States. Now, of course, King George has an exit strategy for this, which he does still hasn't, you know, told us what his exit strategy for Iraq is. Of course, we'll send, in coordination with the governors, of course, he said this right up on this broadcast. I'm sorry. In coordination with the governors, up to 6,000 additional National Guard troops will be sent to our southern border. Now, an additional 6,000 troops, it would mean this is a temporary thing, and if he can't get them, it's the governor's fault. And basically, that would last for 1 year. Okay, 6,000 troops, less than 2% of the total National Guard force, which he gives exact numbers on. We have enough National Guard members to secure our border and continuing to respond to national disasters and win the war on terror. Okay, so basically he has stated exactly the number of troops we have inside this country to protect against terror, which is less than a million. It's less than half a million. It's 440,000. And he's telling everyone out there exactly how long he's going to have them there, 1 year long. And then he's saying, well, I'm not going to militarize the southern border because Mexico is, of course, our neighbor and friend, even though we're building a gigantic wall and we're putting all these troops down there. We're just trying to, confront the same problem, which is, illegal immigration to the United States, losing citizens from Mexico to U.S. But also he wants to make sure that we can fight the common problems like drug trafficking and crime and, of course, reduce illegal immigration. Now, he also wants to increase the funding to state and local authorities. Again, a nice place where he can dump money to his good friends in the different states to try and make up for his dismal approach to Katrina. Again, he's defraying what's going on. He's diffusing the problem. The problem is that we need to get out of Iraq. We need to stand up and look at this prescription drug benefits, which of course now they're sunsetting and there's nothing we can do about them. We need to do all these things, but let's talk about immigration and of course not use it for political gain, shithead. So basically, we will work to ensure that every illegal immigrant we catch crossing the border is returned home. And he says he's going to put an end to the practice of catch and release. Well, guess what? If it's involving building more prisons to hold illegal immigrants in this country, that doesn't make any sense. If it involves, expediting the process so that the people are held here for a minimum amount of time and sending them home, all they have to do is get a decent attorney, and they could probably stay within this detention for even longer, thereby increasing the problem. All right, so he's not solving any problems. And of the 5 points that he gives, a second part of that is to secure our border, we must create a temporary worker program. Now, he went into this whole hullabaloo about the fact that, he's not talking about amnesty. And he's not talking about anything else. And this is later on. He's like, I'm not creating amnesty, because, we don't want people who are already in the country to we want them to pay their taxes, and we want them, if they have roots in the community, to stay, but otherwise we don't want them leaving. In other words, he's backing completely off of everything. But in order to secure the border, we have to have a temporary worker program that would meet the needs of the economy, that would ease the financial burden on state and local governments and add to our security. Now, the problem with this statement that he makes about all of this, he's saying this isn't a federal program. So therefore, why is he even talking on it? He's the president of the United States of America. These are individual things inside of individual states. Okay? He even says it, ease the financial burden on state and local governments. Creating a temporary worker program, inside of this doesn't really ease any of the state burdens, because the state still has the responsibility probably to exercise these, and they'll still have the same added problems of the local law enforcement and whatnot that he says he wants to fund even more. All right, so it's that this whole system of hey, we want to have a temporary worker program. Well, we already have that. It's called a work visa. Look it up, George. It's already on the books. So now you can just whip that out and say, oh, look, we have one. Here's a temporary worker program. We've had it for, 100 years. But I'm whipping it out and saying that here it is, and there it goes, and these are some tighter restrictions on it. Guess what? Not buying. Don't care what kind of soap you're selling on TV today. I'm not buying that one. And he says basically that, that employers need to account for the workers that they hire. Hey, guess what? They already know they're hiring illegal people. They're paying them below minimum wage most of the time. They're not taking taxes out. They're not doing anything. So guess what? They know they're hiring illegal people, George. What do you think? Think they're that stupid that they don't know that they have illegal workers? In the sweatshops where they do a lot of sewing, or in the fields where they're picking crops for $3 an hour or less, and living in company housing, and then if they make any noise, they get sent home because, oh, you're illegal. Yeah, George, pull your head out of your ass for about 30 seconds and look around. Maybe you'll see that possibly our economy is working, in agriculture, in construction, in textiles because of these programs. Otherwise, with labor standards, we can't compete against China, where you sent most of the jobs already. We can't compete against Mexico, where you send a lot more of the jobs, and we can't compete against let's see, where would be the next lesson? Oh, India, where you've sent most of the tech jobs. Okay, because these are places where they don't have to follow the same laws that we do, because they have a much lower labor cost. So guess what? This one where you're trying to make them more liable, I don't know how that's gonna sell in the Rust Belt. I don't know how that's gonna sell down here in the Garden Belt. I don't know how that's gonna work anywhere in this country where illegal immigrants are being used to probably clean your mansion up there at the White House. I'm sure they say that all the workers have a thorough background check, but I'll bet you even some of your people have slipped through, George. And I'd like you to name like all of your staff one time. Like, no, not the ones like Rummy and all your buddies for the past 25, 30 years, but all the people that actually wipe your ass and clean up after you all day at the White House. I would like you to name each and every one of them, and I would like you to be able to do it just from photographs without hearing their voice. Because I bet you won't be able to do it. I would like to thank Carlos and oh boy, I would like to thank Carlos and George and Calvin and Wilma for coming up and helping us out and helping out at our building and keeping it safe and secure and clean. And every time I see you guys, I really appreciate your hello and good day, sir, and all the things that you do. Now, I just gave you a list of names. Doesn't say, if you can pick out the ones that are immigrants to this country, I'll give you a dollar, because guess what? Some of those people have names that sound like they're from somewhere else, but they might just be regular American people. All right, so it's a big problem. I have a big problem with him saying that they have to be much more, that the companies have to be more vigilant and they must be punished if they have undocumented workers. Well, guess what? The workers do have documentation. All right? I'm sure there are about 1,000 Juan Ortegas working out there off of some guy in Miami who just sold, his Social Security number and whatnot to, a couple of thousand people. And because we just turn in Juan Ortega, and it runs, left to right, up and down the coast, and it takes years for audits to occur. It could take 10, 15 years before you find out that there's two Juan Ortegas in one section of the country that have the same Social Security number. Ah, but King George has a way to fix that after his temporary worker program and now this thing. He wants to use some card with biometric technology in it, such as digital fingerprints. That would make this tamper-proof. Hi, I work with digital stuff all day. Nothing's tamper-proof. Even RFID or anything else that you can implant on these people, I guarantee you, it ain't tamper-proof. All right, there are thousands of people out there working right now just because you said biometric technology, doing research so that when you create the new card, they're going to get 5,000 blanks and start printing. So don't say that, just because you have this new thing. And what about the employers? We're going to have some kind of biometric readers that one of your buddies in some high-tech company created, and we're going to have to buy it for, $200 just so we can verify that our employees are in fact real people. And will I have to have one of these cards? Because, it says every foreign worker should have a tamper-resistant identification card. Well, if they're illegal in the first place, why wouldn't they just have, a regular driver's license and a regular Social Security card that they bought and paid for, utilizing a fake birth certificate? Come on, Bubba. What are you trying to say? That they're going to play by the rules just because you say so? I don't think so. Now, he also says that he opposes amnesty, but what he draws out is an amnesty of sorts. He says he would like to offer citizenship to people who have a path. It's like he wants to give illegal immigrants a path to citizenship, but not an automatic path, which means, even if you follow all the steps properly and you are illegal now, you still could be kicked out of this country because you're illegal, based on some criteria. And he's leaving that to Congress to create that criteria. He's not giving them any type of real, real guidelines. He's just saying that they need to come up with some. There's got to be some rational middle ground that we can come up with. You know, granting a path of citizenship. You know, when he says he doesn't want an automatic path, but then in another section of the same document he says that, you know, providing a middle ground between granting an automatic path for every illegal and a program of mass deportation. Again, let's use fear, which is just what he said he was not going to use. Well, we want to find a middle ground between an automatic path and mass deportation, throwing all you people out of the country. That's fear. Okay? So that's his fourth thing. He says that he believes illegal immigrants who want to stay and play a meaningful penalty for breaking the law, in other words, pay their taxes, which many of them already do. They already pay their state taxes. They pay their local taxes by buying gasoline, by buying products. They also pay their federal taxes, a lot of them, because they're paying them under an assumed name, you jackass. You know, doesn't he understand? You know, they talk about, we see a lot of stuff in the news about identity theft. Who the hell do you think the recipients of about a third of the identity theft are? The ones that don't actually steal anything from anybody. You know, the ones that are, you know, they say that there's every 74 seconds, so there's an identity that is stolen. Well, guess what? Maybe it's an illegal immigrant who would like to get a job, and therefore they need to prove that they're, you know, Manuel Ortiz or something like that. So they steal an identity of a Manuel Ortiz, or of a John Smith. And he says, well, you know, my family, I changed my name to John Smith because, you know, Manuel Ortiz was too bad, and I just got the paperwork through. You know, most employers are like, whatever you say, John, go ahead on. All right. He also wants them to learn English, you know, and I'm sure that precludes all of those great people out there that you know, speak Russian and German and Japanese and all the Asian languages. Notice he's not putting a moratorium on our California border, where a lot of people come over illegally through. He's not putting a moratorium on our neighbors to the north, which is where a lot of French-speaking, a lot of Afrikaners, a lot of Brits, a lot of Australians, a lot of people who come through the northern areas because, well, let's face it, George, they're white, right? You know, a lot of the people that come in from there are pretty white, so, you know, we don't have to worry about them ruining our country, as many of your friends must be telling you, you know, because all of these Mexicanis are coming up there destroying everything, which, guess what? They're driving our economy, so back off, Georgie. All right, so what else do we have here? He wants to embrace our common identity as Americans. Well, let's see. He wants the respect for the flag we fly, which still isn't the flag that I salute. I was at something over the weekend, and they were doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and I always stand, but I never recite it because I do not pledge to a flag. I am a citizen of the country, and it's my God-given right not to salute that flag if I do not feel like it. And under the current administration, I cannot bring myself to saluting that flag. You know what? During a couple of administrations back, I would say the Pledge of Allegiance every single time, but not today. They had the singing of the national anthem, and after it was done, I was in a room full of people who helped the needy, helped the poor, and helped the indigent, and I wanted them to at least give some type of, you know, of nod to the fact that there is another anthem that we could sing, you know. Not just the one that's the national anthem that we all know. God bless America. You know, well, let's see. No, it would be. Yeah, well, that's the other one that I would like to hear sung instead of the home of the brave and land of the free, because we currently are neither. Sure, we're free, but with all of these restrictions that are getting put on and the possibility of having papers for every quote unquote visiting person to this country, how are we going to separate the good from the bad, George? How are we going to separate the people? Are you just going to look at their skin tone and say Hispanic versus non-Hispanic? Short little story, and since it relates to immigration, one of my very good friends, Revolutionary Meyer, his wife, the Mrs. Revolutionary Meyer, got pulled over not too far from my home in my neighborhood area by a Central Florida police agency. And when she was given her ticket, because she was, she was going a little bit over the speed limit, that's fine, that can be debated, and how they caught this lovely, sweet woman doing anything over the speed limit is beyond me. But when she received her ticket, there was only one, there was a box on there under race, and it was checked as non-Hispanic. And that, to me, says something very quickly. Okay? Now that just tells me that they're profiling very heavily against Hispanics in this area. Because otherwise, you would have the litany that they always have. Myself, I'm other. I refuse to be categorized as anything but human or American. Everything else is untrue because I am a mutt. I am part of the melting pot that that King George speaks of. My last name comes from a Carpathian area of the mountains with the gypsies in the old country. The rest of my family has been here interacting with the natives and interacting with the people of this hemisphere of the world since the 1600s. So my people are here along with my people from the old country who were gypsies. All right, so maybe that's what the problem is here. Maybe that's why I don't see the problem, because my people emigrated long before a lot of these other Johnny come latelys. Okay, and they integrated, because of quote unquote religious persecution. They wanted to persecute the for other people for religion more harshly, so they got kicked out of England and got sent over here. Okay, that's not my fault. But if you list me as just being non-Hispanic, I got a real big problem with that. And that's what they listed her as. And I was speaking with another person, a revolutionary, Ortiz, to be exact, over the weekend. And Revolutionary Ortiz was telling me about about how he had trouble getting a job because everyone thought he was from he was a foreign national. Everyone thought that he was from Mexico, or everyone thought that he was from Latin America, when he himself was from a Commonwealth of the United States, a protectorate called Puerto Rico. Okay, so the so the Puerto Rican peoples, the Puerto Riqueña, all of those people are citizens of the United States. Whether you like it or not, King George, are you going to give them papers? Are you going to stop them from entering this country legally? Because guess what? They don't speak English as their first language. A lot of them speak English and Spanish at the same time. Okay? They are fluently bilingual. So what do you want them to do? To dispose of their Spanish heritage? Dispose of the heritage that we are allowing them to keep by having them as a protectorate of this country? So these are bigger issues. And Mr. Ort and Revolutionary Ortiz brought forward to me one of I'm sorry, Ortega. I apologize, Mr. Revolutionary Ortega. He brought forward to me something that said when he was trying to get a job that he knew that he wasn't getting a job when he walked in, because even our Social Security numbers are coded. And I don't have any confirmation on this yet, so everyone get out your tinfoil hats for a second. This is Puerto Rican, conspiracy theory that the Social Security number system, if it's even, you're white. If it's odd, you're not. Okay, so I want everybody to take out your Social Security cards and take a look. And if you're a white guy, or at least considered white in some way, or at least you were considered white when you got your Social Security card, then you, my friend, should have an even number in your Social Security card. I've only done a small sample so far, so I can't say for absolutely sure. Now, if you are a person of color, or are of the lineage of a person of color, take a look at your Social Security card. Does it end with an odd number? If so, please email me and tell me, hey, revolutionary, one man, guess what? You're absolutely right. This is the way it is. Or tell me that my tinfoil hat is crooked, and I'll leave this one go for a later date. Okay? So let me know if this is true or not. Are we even marking our people by a card right now, through Social Security, whether you are white or non-white? And are we all just Hispanic or non-Hispanic now? And what if they would have pulled over an African American, a person of color, a person who has deep black skin, or actually very dark brown, one of the wonderful people who unfortunately should be right behind this immigration bill trying to stop the illegal immigration. Because guess what? They were immigrated to this country and they didn't even have a choice about it. Okay? And so they should support the workers, the people who are stuck out in the fields and up on the roofs, to change that. You know, I look at it from both sides. I agree with a lot of the immigration policy that we need to have a way to know, who's coming into and out of our country, and whether or not they're staying. But I disagree in saying that we have to give everybody papers at the border, and everybody, making sh and creating this grand bureaucracy, and thinking about shooting people on sight, having these large military border patrols, which he says, well, we're not going to militarize it, but you're doubling the size of the force. That tends to tell me that you're doing that. But yet leaving a northern border, which, according to many of the reports, is where all of the hijackers that came into this country, they came in through our northern border. So if Loose Change 9/11 is incorrect and the reports are correct from the other news affiliates, hey, guess what? This isn't going to solve our terror problem. You know, this is not going to change a thing about our war on terror. All right. So George, pull your head out of your ass for a couple of minutes. All right, King George. This is a concerned citizen. This is the one man from One Man Revolution saying, if you want us to stay in a respectful and reasoned tone, because feelings run deep over this issue, and you want us to, to not use this for political gain, then guess what? Set an example, you piece of crap. You lice on the ass of human waste. All right? You need to practice what you're preaching, son, and you need to take the first step and get rid of all your cronies around you. And I need you to then get rid of all of these illegal, undocumented workers that I know work for Halliburton, that they're bringing in to different countries in like Iraq, and giving them not even a, and we'll save that for another show, but not even giving them a living wage. And when you're done with them, kicking them off to the curb. Now I know you try and say you're not associated with Halliburton, and that's just a good old Dickie Gunner Cheney. But guess what, my friend? If you let it happen, you are part of the problem. So I support the troops. I don't support the war. I support the immigrants. I support the companies that hire them, and I don't support what this president has to say. All right, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to the president's speech, good old King George was on this evening from 8 to 8:16. Go to whitehouse.gov, click on the link, listen to it, and listen to his five, w I mean four, things that he wants to increase our security of our southern border and solve the immigration problem. Okay. Well, how else could we end a show like this but with an uplifting note? Things seem to be going well with the one man. These shows, one a day for the month of May. I'll get this one just by squeaking by, getting it onto the site and getting it up into iTunes just in time. But how else could I end this show but with a piece of audio from the HSA, which is the crikey. What the heck is that one? I gotta go look it up. But it's called The Border. Oh wait, I did look that up already. I'm so good sometimes. It's from Hidden Soul Acoustic, and it's called The Border from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. I'm gonna leave you with that. This is the one man at onemanrevolution@gmail.com. Onemanrevolution@gmail.com. That's how you can send me an email, or just visit the site and hit the contact link, like so many have done before, at onemanrevolution.org. So many thanks to everyone out there, including the revolutionaries that have been sending in all of their great feedback. I'm really starting to enjoy it. Maybe I'll just continue doing this past the month of May, although I'm getting real tired of doing one every day. Maybe I'll cut back to 3 to 5 a week. This is HSA with the border. It's 4 minutes and 2 seconds long. Remember, you're listening to the One Man at One Man Revolution. After the song, I'll see you.
I need to keep. Rain's pelting on the jacket, ice cold water fills the air. The road seems to go on forever. A little further and I'll be there. Just a mile till I reach the border.
Just a mile till it's said and done. Just a mile till I reach the order to the madness that I've become.
Can't believe what I'm seeing. All the people in the street, wide eyes that were once believing, now just stare down at their feet. When it all comes down to this now, fine line divides a life and death. As I walk right down the middle, I close my eyes and I hold my breath. Just a mile till I reach the border.
Just a mile till it's said and done. Just a mile till I reach the border to the madness that I be. Just a mile till I reach the border.
Yeah, till I reach the border.
Just a mile till it's said and done.
Smile
till I reach the order to